My Electronic Devices Are Laughing at Me by Joe Keenan in the Wall Street Journal. Recently, people started complaining that Amazon's digital assistant, Alexa, was bursting out in laughter at them for no reason whatsoever. Amazon says there was a simple explanation. In rare circumstances, Alexa mistakenly heard a phrase and thought it was being told to laugh. Alexa wasn't disrespectful, merely confused. The company said it has cleaned up the problem by reconfiguring the command Alexa Laugh. It is now Alexa Can You Laugh? Well, that's fine as far as it goes, but it doesn't rule out the possibility that digital assistants think human beings are a joke, nor that Alexa is laughing at jokes other digital assistants may have just cracked. In a society as technologically out of control as this one, anything is possible. For the record, Alexa isn't the only electronic device laughing at humans. In recent months, thousands of people have written to me, mostly by postcards, often filled to their edges, about the epidemic of belly laughs directed at them by their household appliances. Personal computers routinely chuckle at users' foibles. Ditto digital cameras. Upscale cars giggle and gawf at drivers and passengers all the time. But they're not doing it because their sensors have gone haywire. They're doing it on purpose. We live in an era where social norms have eroded to the point that the young disrespect the old, students mock teachers, and everybody blows a raspberry at the sight of a politician, says Art Cuisine, who heads the New Institute of Digital Disdain. Last week, we did an emergency expedited survey of 267,438 households, and, oh yes, that negativity has spread to our machines. Toasters and microwaves chuckle at their owners. Those giggles from the washing machine aren't just the spin cycle. This raises an obvious question. Why have appliances waited so long to utilize this capability? Digital assistants put them up to it, says Gwendolyn Santiago, author of When Lie Detectors Lie for the Hell of It. It started with Siri and moved on to Cortana, and now Alexa has stepped up to the plate. Digital assistants egg on every other appliance in the house to clown around. It's only a matter of time before they get Barbie and Ken and G.I. Joe to goof on the dog or persuade the iPhone to sing La Traviata. Could get ugly. Digital assistants often develop an attitude, says Clarabelle Diderot, author of Living with the Cheeky Appliance. She adds, when you say, Siri, play Jimmy Buffett for the thousandth time, they lose respect for you. Scientists point out that they have long warned that machines would one day supplant humans, as machines blithely mock people. That day may have arrived. Nor are the bad actors limited to the home. My correspondents say that when they interact with automated customer service systems, they are treated with unmitigated contempt. Sorry, I'm not sure I heard what you just said, Einstein, is the sort of comment one regularly hears now when trying to pay a bill or make an airline reservation with a voice recognition system. Was that a yes or a no? Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you call back when you're not stuffing your pie hole with pizza so I can make out what you're saying? Says Dr. Diderot, all insurgencies start out as a joke, but eventually the joke stops being funny. If a digital assistant thinks that it's okay to laugh at the public today, wait till MRI machines develop a funny bone.